Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sans Pants Radio.
Australia's most family-friendly podcast network.
Big Soft Titty.png.
Big Soft Titty.png.
Big Soft Titty.png.
Big Soft Titty.png.
We had to start again because I had the idea of this being the first episode someone listened to and me introing it like that, and I felt like physically ill.
Genuinely ill?
Yeah. Like truly genuinely ill. Like a hacking cough, felt nauseous, tightness in the lungs.
Yeah. Tightness in the lungs?
Tightness in the lungs. Like I couldn't really take a full breath. Also, I've been feeling,
You've been doing lung kegels?
Yeah. I've been really keeping it tight down there.
Keep them tight. Otherwise, so what could be funny to say about that? Like if you were doing lung kegels, what could be funny to say?
I guess it's just so the nitrogen that comes into my lungs doesn't think I'm a hooer. You know, so the oxygen has to keep it nice and tight. Every breath I take in, I'm like, oh no, world, you're so big. You don't like it?
Who could like it?
Got to keep your lungs tight, you know? It's just a few seconds out of every day to keep everything ship shape, by which I mean nice and tight, like a ship.
Do you think you have I'm not even going to ask that, actually. I thought about what I was going to ask, and I don't want to know.
Fair enough.
And
here it comes.
Anyway. No, I'm not going to ask it.
Okay. And let me tell you, Demi, I know that you are still going to ask it.
So do you think that your dick hole is particularly tight?
I knew it. Let's see. No, if anything, I think it's loose and flappy. Whenever I piss, it sounds like someone throwing up water.
Yeah.
You know when you drink too much water too fast?
Yeah.
It sounds like you're shaking a fish.
Stop. I'm going to throw up. Stop. That's what it sounds like.
I like the idea of the fish speaking.
Yeah.
Catching a fish.
Put me back in the water.
Oh my God. This is so embarrassing. I can't believe it. I thought the hook was just going to be a nutritious bonus to the worm.
Yeah. What are fish fucking thinking, huh?
I've always wanted to. You know what? Why not? Today's the day.
Just
I'm
going to
see
once.
What that hook worm tastes like.
I think I look good with a piercing.
Jump.
They were right,
though. Getting kissed by Rex Hunt in a boat. It's like, oh, I guess there's something to it.
No one looked at me.
No one looked at me till I got this lip piercing, but now the fishermen can't keep their hands off me. Ooh, going up in the air, am I? Well, ooh, and a closer look at the boat. Dunk. Lights out.
Or maybe straight in the esky.
Oh, yeah.
I've told you, are you about to ask if I've ever gone fishing?
Yeah, and I just realized that
I've told it on the podcast before, haven't I?
What?
Well, if you had
Welcome
to guess,
to Big Soft
what?
PNG. I'm Tom Walker, that's Demi Lardner.
I'm Demi Lardner.
Okay.
I went fishing, and I was a vegetarian at the time, but I was like, it's like quality time with the family. A family I don't particularly like. So,
yeah, nothing makes a family better than putting it on a boat so you can't walk away
from
each other.
So you can murder. It was actually one of those, we were fishing from the shore.
Right.
And so I was a vegetarian at the time. And I was like, I really don't want to be fishing. This feels really bad.
Yeah.
But I was like I'm probably not going to catch anything. Like I've never fished before, so
you're
this is
putting
fine.
Yeah, you're putting your hook in a tiny area of the water, and there's so much water out there for the fish to be in.
Yeah. Turns out the fish in that lake were severely depressed, perhaps, because I was the first one to catch a fish.
Yeah.
I was also the second one to catch a fish.
Oh, my God.
After the second fish and nobody else had caught a fish, I was like, well, I feel awful. I'm not going to bait the next hook. So I pretended to bait the next hook.
Did some wonderful space work.
Did some wonderful space work. Wouldn't you know it? Third one to catch a fish. That's old so Drimbo cool. over here.
Do you think that was like the third fish was like, okay, well, didn't work out for well for those guys when they ate that nightcrawler or yeah. what have you. Now, this sleek metal hook
yeah.
is different to those. So
yes.
I think this should work out okay.
And
I mean, surely they wouldn't be dumb enough to think I'd
yeah.
bite them. He's just the third one was into it.
Yeah, the third one came out wearing a Paramore t-shirt.
I don't get it. I'm so sorry, Demi.
Just some fucking emo fish.
Oh, right, yeah. The third fish had gotten let go by his fish business, and right before he bit the hook, you know, he took off his fins and laid them right down by it so no one would think it was an accident. Too dark? Too dark. Pretty fucking dark,
pretty
actually,
dark,
now
huh?
that I'm thinking about it. That pretty was
dark.
Pretty fucking dark.
Pretty fucking dark.
Pretty bad.
Whoa,
free shoes! That's my impression of a guy repairing a roof.
Do you think anyone's actually ever caught a boot on their fishing line?
Mm, gosh, I hope so. I think so.
Mm.
The cartoons that I envy draw truth from the human condition.
Mm.
So I think, you know, when the cat is slowly climbing
he's
as
doing
I'm
it like really
down.
Sneaky, like you're not going to notice that he's coming. If I just do it fuck. Slow and
oh my God. Okay, and he's assumed his position.
Yep.
There we go.
He does that to me all the time. He must do it really slowly to me as well, because every now and then I'll be like, oh, he's on me.
Yeah.
Completely on me.
Maybe that's why he's doing it to me, is because it's actually worked for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh. Okay. I'm setting up a teetering laptop stand of my laptop on top of the two desk clamps that you got
delivered.
They're
not desk clamps. They're building clamps.
They're what?
Building clamps. I've never said the word building before.
What are we inside? House.
House.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you're getting more into woodwork, which is sick.
I've made a little bench. What do you think of it?
I like it a lot. You also made this table that our gaming PC is sitting on.
Yeah.
And
it's a triangle. It's the shape of a triangle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is great. The classic triangle, with a new twist, elevated off the ground.
Yeah. Seems like the way you said it's great seems like maybe you don't think it's great.
No, I love it.
Yeah. And again.
What about it? I can't get enough of this thing.
Reeks of lie. There he goes.
Oh, he's pressing his head up against me. I told you this already, but when I was lying in bed today, he came up and lied next to me, and I just kind of like was too tired to do any kind of big expression. So I was like, I'll just let him know he's loved, and just laid my arm on top of him.
Yeah.
Like just all the way down the edge of his body. Immediately he just starts just having the time of his life being pressed into a mattress. Such a sweetheart.
So Victoria's gone to fuck, huh?
Yeah, it's no good. Victoria in Australia.
New death cases and all that shit.
One of our gorgeous states is currently doing the worst out of all of our territories and is... this isn't COVID-based, by the way. This is just we're kind of looking into their standard of living.
They're just sort of yucky.
Looking at their cafes. Ugh, kind of going downhill.
Kind of going downhill.
Yeah, they're on their curfew is now from, what, 8 p.m. to 5 a.m.?
Yeah, but also aren't they only allowed out for 1 hour a day?
Yeah.
So
1 hour a day exercise, I think, and then you can go and shop once per day. Anyway, this is all
once per household.
The people it applies to know it, and the people who don't
care.
Need to. Yeah. Yeah, it is.
God, I'm starting to bloody think this COVID business is getting a little bit nasty, isn't it?
A guy tweeted at me before, being like, "Tom, are you streaming tonight? I could really use something with." To get through this weird thing in Victoria. And I was like, no, I'm sorry, not sorry. And I've just directed him to a YouTube channel I like. But also, like, the idea that my bullshit is
the
not
YouTube
stressful.
Channel is by Bomb Clorker, and it says, how not to have the Roni like a little bitch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. How to fix your city.
Yeah. We fixed this city.
I'm not going to fall into this trap.
Why?
I really thought you were going to keep on singing there.
What do you mean?
But as long as it's safe to continue the conversation.
What do you want to talk about?
And engaging.
We fixed this city with all our barrels.
All that time.
You're drinking out of your monkey cup?
Yeah. You got me a, I'm drinking out of the mug that you had custom printed for me, which is of a bonobo on the side. I was really obsessed with Kanzi the bonobo for some time.
Yeah.
I loved him. Loved the pictures of him. He's insanely overweight because he's coddled and spoiled by the researcher who trained him to recognize pictographs.
Mm.
He displayed an incredible amount of knowledge.
Mm.
And, of course, that has all been pretty thoroughly debunked now.
Yeah.
Because it turns out that having the one person whose career rests on saying, hey, this monkey, I've made it so smart, assess the fact that they've made the monkey so smart is not a good indicator of how smart the monkey is. But, like, looking back, the stories are like, oh, yeah, this monkey, they had a violinist come in and play for the apes, and the apes all started freaking out. And so Kanzi, the bonobo, signaled to the violinist to stop, but then explained in sign language that he would, like, enjoy a solo performance from the violinist. And so they just had him play for the ape himself. And we're all reading it being like, well, I guess if scientist says it.
Yeah, I guess he's – so basically this guy was like, hey, this is my favorite ape and now it's your favorite ape too. And exactly. We were all like, okay.
I'm going to look up the name of the person who did it. I think it was a
– if it's Kanzi in a mustache, I'm going to freak.
Kanzi and the researcher, Kanzi too, Sue Savage Rumbau. A primatologist who has studied the bonobo throughout
her life. I have a joke about her.
Looking forward to this. Go ahead.
So one time I bought a piece of electronics for my home.
Uh-huh.
And because I was like, well, my house is a little bit messier than I'd like it to be and there's sort of dust around.
Mm-hmm.
And so this thing comes into my home. It's meant to help me clean things up, right?
Yeah.
It's meant to be getting rid of like the dust and the debris around the house.
Yeah.
And so it comes in and it is doing that initially.
Mm-hmm.
But then I realized that like all it wants to do is like first of all, it doesn't know where to defecate,
okay.
Right? And it carries around like a club and a spear and I'm like, I don't think you need them for this job. And it's doing like fairly sophisticated paintings on the wall, but I'm like, this is kind of the opposite of what I bought you for, you know?
Do you want me to remind people what the, just some.
And so, because this piece of electronics is technically like it's a piece of AI.
Yeah.
I can't, ask for a refund for the from the company who sold it to me because it's sort of its own it's its own entity.
Gotcha.
So I had to take this piece of machinery to court so I could sue Savage Roomba.
That's good.
Yeah?
Yeah. That's good. It's always good when a joke is as long as possible.
Yeah.
That's what I find.
Yeah. Did I ever tell you about when I went to Whole Foods?
Fuck off. Because you had me for a second there. I was scanning my mind for the anecdote. Because I was like, I'll remember it. I'm sorry. I've just looked up the Wikipedia for Kanzi. It wasn't a violin. It was they got someone to perform a haka for the bonobos. And almost all the bonobos present interpret it as an aggressive display.
Oh, you're kidding!
Yeah, the man.
The war dance?
Screaming and slapping himself.
The thing that's literally a war dance?
Yeah.
Intended to terrify?
Yeah. Kanzi remained calm and communicated with the doctor, Savage Rumsbau. I don't know if she's a doctor, actually. With. Yeah, no, Sue Savage Rumsbau, not a doctor. She communicated with Savage Rumbau using bonobo vocalizations. So basically, all the other apes are flipping beckons over, fucking lost translation, whisper in the ear.
Yeah.
And then this primatologist comes up and says, he'd like you to do it again just for him in a room out back so the others won't get upset.
And we were all like, well done, Kanzi.
Mm. Yep. It's real good. An outing in the woods in Georgia, Kanzi touched the symbols for marshmallows and fire. And so then, given matches and marshmallows, Kanzi snapped twigs for a fire, lit them with the matches, and toasted the marshmallows on a stick. So that's just bullshit. Like,
there's no way.
No. If you're a chimp given a marshmallow, the marshmallow's already gone.
Yeah.
You know?
What is it, you're not going to, this isn't good enough.
No. The chimp is not going to think, oh, you know what this needs? A crisp outer shell.
Mm.
These things eat skin they've ripped off their owners.
Yeah.
Which I guess is a kind of crisp outer shell.
Hey, could you sugar and freeze this banana? I'd like it sugared and freezed.
So
it'll be
so
better.
Sorry. Hi, Kansi the Bonobo here, currently communicating via lexigrams. I just couldn't help but notice that the rest of my banana split was missing. I seem to have just been handed several bananas.
What other things do monkeys eat?
What, ape gourmet? I think it's mainly...
Bon ape tit.
That's funny.
Yeah, I know.
Gourmet.
That's why I fucking said it.
Gourmet ape.
Gourmet primates.
Gourmet
primates.
Gourmet.
Gourmet.
Okay, so today we're making feces filled hand.
What's it like? Claire
Saffitz.
Claire Saffitz. So it's like Claire.
Okay, Claire, we can't give away.
Claire Monkey. Claire Monkey.
Oh my God.
I'm sick. Don't fucking start with me.
Yeah, sure.
What?
Yeah, sure.
I'm not.
No, you're sick. You're allowed to be sick. I've been... Wow. I just tried to think of what I've been doing.
That's upsetting, isn't it?
There's nothing.
There's nothing.
Straight up, it's just been computer. And then genuinely the highlight of my last few days has been getting sandwiches with and without you. Today I went and got a banh mi. Yesterday we went and got a ham sandwich. That's genuinely like...
We didn't both go and get one ham sandwich.
No, but we
don't
went
be and like got... that.
How am I being?
You're being just like I don't know why you're trying to make me mad. It's not like, does it make you feel good and big?
No, I feel good and big just cause.
Just because you're,
I wake
and,
up
cause you're
day.
Great and large.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm really smart and
yeah.
I'm huge.
Yeah.
Damn. I love having my
I'm a little and filthy.
Glamorous intellect.
I'm bad and tiny.
I know.
Yucky and small.
Must be hard being so close to the ground and also dog shit.
That's actually easy. That's the easiest way to be dog shit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, to be in a dog asshole or on the ground.
You know what is one of the funniest shapes? Go ahead, Demi.
Look, it's me, a dog asshole, and I'm coming out of that little circle that you love to look at on the dog tookers.
Yeah.
And it's just, and I yawn. I go, and then onto
okay.
the ground.
So that's your impression of a dog turd?
Waking up.
Great. Ah, time to start my
pip.
I think the funniest shape maybe is dog with rounded back, ready to
rounded
poo.
Back. Oh, right, I see. Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Just the way they like scoot those back legs forward and immediately like start looking at you because they're like, you wouldn't betray me now, would you?
I like the ones.
Hey, I know
that
you could football kick me right now, but please.
I like the ones that do it really wrong and like lift their two back legs up and like walk around on their two front legs while they're shitting.
That seems like a real glitch.
Like, what are you? Why?
Well, we made this one wrong.
Because they're scared of it. They're trying to run away.
I mean, I would be.
Yeah.
If I started having dog turds out of my human body, I'd be like, ah.
Maybe they're lifting those two legs up because they think they're growing a third one at the back. So they're like, that one will take care of it, making a new leg.
How fucking crazy would that be if one day a whole leg popped out of your butthole and you're like, ah.
Oh, no.
I gotta learn how to walk kind of again. I gotta change up my whole walk and shit. I don't even want to talk about what's going to happen with these turds.
Guess what? Every three-legged race, you just do on your own.
Yes.
It's good to say and think.
Have you ever been in a three-legged race? I think we would be a very bad pair for them.
No, you know why?
Why?
Because you would just run and I would hold your leg.
Yeah, what would be good is if we tape your leg to my leg, but then your other leg
that's already taken
we
care
just
of.
Tape
don't be an idiot.
Behind your back.
Yeah.
Like
taped to the back of my head.
Yes.
I'm a big p.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
Man, we should do that.
Yeah, I fucking love it too.
Good.
Don't be like this.
Listen, I'm not being like, I'm sorry. I need to check my attitude.
You do.
I can't wait to change.
Will you?
No, as far as I can tell, no, but I got to.
You got to.
Yeah.
Got to change that awful personality. I love you.
I love you too.
Ha ha ha. Ha ha. Sucked in.
Fuck off.
Sucked in, stupid.
Have you been finding, because we're both kind of learning new things right now, and I think that our...
I'm learning how to settle.
What's that?
We're both learning new things.
We're both learning new things.
Yeah.
You know, I'm learning how to move on.
Uh-huh. From what?
Oh, just you saying bullshit like that. You're learning some woodworking stuff, advancing your skills there, and I'm learning a whole bunch of Twitch and live streaming shit, and I would like to compare the experience of learning, because I'll say this for every Twitch tutorial that I found, each one of them is at least, I would say, a 6 on a 1 to 10 scale of depressing content. They all bum me out. There's an occasional 4, but boy, oh boy,
they are
very sad to read, and there's just so many comments down the bottom, and all of them are like lying to people, being like, oh, now this is what'll get. Like, I'm 31 years old, and I'm clicking on channels called Gaming Careers. Oh. It's brutal, man.
Mine's fun. I just get to watch videos of old men being kind of cute and sweet, and this one old man that's like, do you need a high workbench or one you can use on the floor? I've made a mini workbench because my back started getting sore.
You stop the video and start nodding. Yes, I do.
Nodding. Yes,
I
yes,
do.
Yes, yes, daddy.
Oh, I've had one old man video, but it was a specific fix for a stream thing. Yeah, one old man video. Have you had this lemon party thing?
Tell me about it. I'd love to hear about it.
Yeah, it's wonderful what they get up to down there.
Yeah. In the lemon
party. It's been a while since I saw Lemon Party. I'm actually going to look it up now.
What one's Lemon Party?
It's, you know what? Why tell you when I can show you?
It's not the spinning dick, is it?
No, that's Meat Spin.
Oh, it's Meat Spin.
Yeah.
So which one's Lemon Party then?
Let me, good gracious, turns out it's hard to find, huh?
It's hard to find?
Yeah. Huh. Where's, I mean, the fucking.
So, no, go this up to is the, a no, real... sorry, I'll walk you through it. Up to the top of your screen.
Yeah.
And click bookmarks.
Okay. All right.
What?
And I'm clicking it.
Yep.
Yep. Oh, there it is.
Find it?
Yeah, that's really helpful. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. How are you finding this episode so far?
Good. I should stop looking for Lemon Party because this is a real, like the first images, the first result of it is like a 5-year-old, 4-year-old video from Shane Dawson that just says reacting to Lemon Party.
Oh, it's one of those ones that people would react to.
Which is like in 20.
This isn't a guy exploding a jar in his ass, is it?
No.
What was that?
That was One Man, One Jar. Lemon Party is the three old men on a bed. And there's three old men.
Yeah.
Here's the configuration.
Yeah.
Picture one old man.
Okay.
Now, is he standing up?
He was.
Now rotate him 90 degrees so he's lying down.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. On his tummy?
No, on the... no, let's go with on his back.
Does he have a wife?
He may, but they might be out of frame.
What's her name?
Sandra.
And does she have any siblings?
She had two, but now she has one.
Oh, are they nearby?
Weirdly, yes.
Oh.
Actually, she's having tea with her brother, Paul, just down at a local eatery.
Oh, that's cool.
She's having a lemongrass and ginger. She's savoring each sip. Paul.
What's he having?
Well, he's trying to lose some weight, so he's on water because he believes tea has too many calories.
Tea does have a lot of calories.
Mm.
It's one of the highest sugar density letters that there is.
That's right.
Yeah. So Sandra and Paul are having tea.
Yeah. And just to cut back to the main focus,
okay.
This guy's lying down on bed kissing another dude while an old man sucks him off.
Okay. Kissing another dude where?
On the mouth.
On his mouth and the other guy sucks him off?
Yes.
So it's like one of them is Spider-Man, one of them is Mary Jane.
No, they're all on the same plane.
They're all on the same
plane? So if you rotated it up, if you rotated this image – 90 degrees counterclockwise.
Counterclockwise.
They would all
yeah.
be standing up.
So they're all lying down.
Yeah.
And one of them is. So how long is this bed?
To be clear, if you saw the image Lemon Party, you wouldn't say to yourself, oh, it's three guys lying down. Like, you'd be burying the lead.
I don't know. I haven't seen it. Maybe that's exactly what I'd say.
You know what? It may
you
well
You want to show
be.
Me?
I genuinely can't find it.
You can't find it?
Yeah. Lemon Party image. Because I'm trying to, if I go to lemonparty.com, I feel like that's a fucking been taken over. Okay, here we go.
All right, look, give me an idea of what it's.
TV.
Give me an idea of what it's like. Do you have two male friends?
On good days, yeah.
Okay, ring them up.
Okay.
Unless, did you find it?
I did find it.
Okay.
Do you want to see it?
Yeah, I do.
So here it is.
Ah, look at that pillow.
See anything else that takes your fancy?
The wall is a crisp American white.
That's ever so right. In many ways, I think the reason it's such a striking image is because of the color palette.
Mm.
Where like the brown, the dark brown hair on the arm and pubes, and actually the top of the head of the
pube. Hold on, can I see that picture again?
Matches the headboard of the bed.
Oh, the foreground. Oh, okay.
Easter egg for those observant Lemon Party fans out
yeah,
there.
There's
if you
actually,
refocus your eyes.
Yeah. If you take notice in the lower left-hand corner, there's a man joining two other men in bed.
This one, it goes out for all those Disney fans who spotted sex in the cloud in the Lion King. A closer examination of the Lemon Party image shows
the famous bedroom photo. Here's not my favourite picture of a sleeping area.
Not just a photo of a bed. Mind equals blown. Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Okay, three things that are going to ruin your memory of your favourite photo of a bed.
I look at Goatsy and I'm like, this guy's fingernails are in terrible shape.
Looking at Goatsy, taking that into like a jewellery shop and being like, I want this ring. The wedding ring is the thing you only pick up on maybe the third time you see Goatsy.
Well, I would say I want this ring, but I'd be pointing at the main ring of the photo.
Gotcha.
Not the secondary one on the finger.
Yeah.
I'd like this ring.
It is incredible how we all just have that hot pink mess inside us, huh?
I wouldn't say it's incredible.
Let's have a break.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
All right. Okay, and we're back.
Okay.
We had to start again because Tom was saying stupid shit that we're not meant to have on the podcast.
That's the exact opposite.
Tom said
I've got a
shit
deep dive here, Demi.
Well, we might as well call you Jacques Cousteau.
That's funny. That's some good shit.
Tom Deep Dive. Internet Deep Dive. Tom Deep Dive. Internet Deep Dive. Tom went on the internet.
I went on the internet. Blah, blah, blah. You know the song. You just heard the song. We love the song, don't we, folks?
I guess.
Isn't it great when something has a song?
You know,
all the things in life that I value, I think, they have their own songs attached to it. Toilet time.
Is toilet time a song?
Vomiting hour. Yeah. It's toilet time once more. It's time to void your bowels to this rhyme if you are still shitting. By the time the song is over, well, then you want to consult your doctor. Or if you see any dark feces,
staring up at you from the bowl. Then it's toilet time and it's time to see your doctor because you might be bleeding up there.
Oh, the toilet time song.
Yeah. You recognize it?
Yeah, now I do. When you got to the end, I was like, oh, I remember that bit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And now the rest of it I also remember. Other songs? What other songs do you like?
Oh, goodness. Well, there's so many. There's whoa, it's time to furtively masturbate upstairs. Whoa, don't want to impose my sexuality on my girlfriend. So I'm going to quietly jerk off upstairs. Did I bring my laptop up here? No. Well, then it's phone or imagination for me. 31 years old, doing it into the toilet to cut down on waste.
And then as soon as it gets to the end of that song, you have to sing Toilet Time because that's where you're going.
Yeah, yeah, like... yeah. It's a beautiful one where it actually dovetails.
Yeah. Other songs that you like?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Well, it's time to write a freaking song about how it feels to close the door. Once you open the door, it's only a matter of time before the baby's closed.
Yep, I like that one too.
Thanks. I went on the internet today, Demi.
Is there a song for that?
Yes.
Is there?
It's the song for the segment. It's Tom's Deep Dive.
Ah. We'll be hearing that now.
Tom
Deep. No, we've already heard it. All right. This one.
It's the time of the day when you smile. Smiling's like frowning, but it is the opposite of frowning. And if you do it too much in one day, then your girlfriend will put you to death.
Okay. Today,
ooh, wipe that off your face.
Today I've gone on the Startup Ideas subreddit, Demi, which is an area of the internet that I've never gone before. I just had a moment where I realized, oh, there must be places for entrepreneurs online, and they must be home to charitably the dumbest people in the world.
Sure, okay.
Just like
freaking politicians, probably.
Yeah, except the freaking, what am I talking about? The freaking White House?
The freaking the clowns in the White House, those politicians.
I don't even like to call them clowns because to me, you know, clown knows what to freaking do.
Clown knows what to do. Clown knows have red nose, have Bigfoot, have car, be many of me in it.
Mm.
How'd they do that? Russians like to do that too.
You know, it's interesting. They actually cut out all the stuff in the car that would usually be there.
Yeah.
And then they all kind of Tetris themselves in.
And
so
they
there's
all...
no, like, there's like one chair, but there's no internal fittings.
Yeah. And they've all had a rib removed.
Yes. Yep. Mm. Uh-huh. They're really coiled up around themselves. And the final step to make sure, you know what, if everyone sucks throwing dick, I reckon we can squeeze another clown in here. We can take this from 15 to 16 because that's just going to save us an extra few inches across the lot.
I got my right femur removed so I can finally 69 with my boyfriend.
Oh, my God.
Everything takes a sacrifice.
Everything takes a sacrifice.
The first law of alchemy.
Yeah. What we're doing is just pledging our flesh and bone to each sex act. Oh, thank God. I had my right orbital bone removed. Now doggy style's on the table.
I had my rib removed so I can bring grandma back to life.
Finally, I can stop sucking my own dick. Now grandma's here.
Hey, hang on. Didn't Adam from Adam and Eve have his rib removed so that he didn't have to suck his own dick?
That's how he made Eve. Huh?
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Probably not really interesting.
Yeah. And then sort God
just
had...
it's just something that I said.
God had his apple removed so that he could...
Oh, please land this.
Get...
Tom's joke parade, Tom's joke parade, and here comes the joke like Santa at the end. Go on.
I fucking hate when you do that. Sucks shit, man. God had his apple removed so that so that he'd
here he comes and it's gonna going to be great.
You say that he could have his garden back.
That's good. Why is it called an Adam's apple? Didn't Eve eat it?
So we're going to kick off with a little survey of the startup ideas subreddit. This was submitted 5 months ago by Alarmed Hyena. Here is their post on startup ideas. The heading is coronavirus website.
I don't think you could surprise a hyena.
Really?
I don't think so. I think they're always so like fucking jazzed anyway. I don't think you could surprise one unless you like woke it up really abruptly. But otherwise, I don't think you could surprise one.
Well, in that case, you could surprise it. I think you could surprise it. You know, it's approaching. I think the hyena would be constantly being surprised. You'd be like,
No, but that's what I'm saying. If you're constantly being surprised, then it's not surprising.
So you think that the only thing that would surprise a hyena is if at the end of the day it was like, huh, nothing much happened today.
Yeah.
Hello, I live in Europe and got a pretty good domain registered. www.corona-virus.xxx.
I'm going to say that I disagree.
Now I am wondering what to do about it. I was thinking either to put up a web shop with vitamins and supplements that are proven to be most protective, or put up a website with continuously updated information about the spread and local news, plus the ability to discuss. So
they want to know what they should do. They have this website and now they need to know what they should do now.
They've bought their big play was to secure the ideal coronavirus website, corona-virus.xxx.
All right, and they want to know what to do now. Yeah. Like, go and bury yourself in the forest.
Yeah.
Fucking numbnuts.
You got to quit and start again, dude. Because coronavirus.com, I just checked, that reroutes to the World Health Organization's site.
Did you get distracted by your own brain?
Yeah.
Who's the Demi?
Oh, fuck off. You're the Demi.
No, I'm the Punisher.
Getting
you're
super
the dead
offended
wife.
At that. You're the fucking dead
I'm the
wife.
Punisher. You're the dead wife. Idiot.
It's pathetic how much you
Frank
keep
Castle.
Coming back to this.
You're the dead wife. I'm the Punisher.
You
idiot.
Couldn't be the Punisher
idiot.
If your
idiot.
Life depended on
idiot.
It.
Idiot. If
which
my
it
wife
did,
depended
because
on
you're
it.
The dead wife.
Not the dead wife.
Yeah.
You're the Punisher.
And if you were the Punisher.
Wait,
you
I'm the Punisher.
Been. You said no! You're the Punisher.
You rabbit seasoned me.
I'm the Punisher.
You didn't even. You just I did it myself.
This is one in the Entrepreneur subreddit. This is posted by user Kolbol Yakov 4 months ago.
Tom, do you say what?
What?
Ah, yes! Ah, I'm the Punisher! No. Dead wife said what?
Fuck off!
Stupid cunt. That you sucks. Fucking idiot.
No, that just wipes out you saying you're the Punisher before.
So we're both the dead wife?
Yes.
We're both dead wives of each other?
Until proven to be not.
Until proven Punisher.
Oh, what a lovely relationship, though. We went out at the same time. We were each other's wives.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
That's what a wife needs, another wife.
Yeah, true. It's better.
Yeah. Guy with a wife. This is the most Mormon shit I've ever thought. But just a guy with a wife being like, gah. Only one thing that could be better than this. Cha-ching! Two wives.
Yeah.
Oh, man. But then you get
and you
two gotta wives.
You got to feed the both of them.
Well, presumably you can get some kind of loop where the first wife feeds the second wife and the second wife feeds the first wife.
Yeah, like having like having kids to babysit the other, to babysit the next kid that you have.
Yes.
Maybe these two broads can nag each other, huh?
How can emotion recognition be used in the fight against the COVID-19? We need a startup idea. In general, I want to help in any way I can, or can I just one thing? I have developed technology to recognize emotions, and I want to help society to help defeat the virus or help solve this problem. But I have no idea how this technology can be used against the virus.
I actually knew someone who invented technology that could recognize emotions once.
Oh, yeah.
His name was God and they were eyeballs.
Yeah, right.
So.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're really pro-religion helpful. This podcast.
We believe that God
we're
exists.
Catholics.
And we yes. I can't wait to go back. As soon as all of this passes over, I can't wait to go back to church and slam down some body of Christ.
Yeah.
Which is what I believe it is.
Yeah, and it's funny that you say you can't wait until this passes over because I'm going to convert to Judaism.
Whoa.
Just off the back of hearing about Passover and being reminded of that shit.
Is Passover one where you get to eat yumbos, or is it specific, not totally yumbos?
I don't know.
Kind of normal stuff.
I truly don't know, hey, because I feel like Passover is maybe one of the foodie ones.
I think it's specific foods, though. I think you get cool little – yeah, look it up. Let's have a think.
Yeah.
Man, I was so confused just then. We got – so which wrestler figurine is that, the one next to the peanuts on the shelf?
I believe it's – if it's the one wearing a shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Jack Swagger. That's the one that you found.
That I found in an airport.
Yeah.
Because I looked over and all I could see was his head, and I was like, when the fuck did we get a doll of Steve Irwin?
Oh.
It's really weird.
Yeah, he's just a blonde – large, blonde, white man.
Yeah.
Yes, Passover is the one where you eat gefilte fish, matzo ball soup, brisket or roast chicken, and potato kugel and simmers.
Sounds good as hell.
And prunes. Sounds good as hell.
Sounds good as hell.
It's kind of served in like a dim sim style, it looks like.
You ever had matzo ball soup?
No.
It's pretty fucking cool.
Really?
It's yumbo for me.
Would you opt into eating soup? I think I'm only interested in soup. Here's when I'm interested in soup.
Yeah.
And I'm so excited to tell you.
Yeah.
Because I'm warming up right now. And you know, as soon as I say that, you're about to hear when I'm interested in soup.
Yeah. And honestly, my spine is bristling. I'm awaiting the end of this fabled sentence that
I actually, do you have Facebook Marketplace on your phone still?
Yeah. What do you want me to look up?
I would just love you to post most of that chair on Facebook Marketplace, because as long as we've got the edge, that's all you're using
right
now.
That's all I'm
going
to need. Okay.
Anyway.
Wait, where's my phone?
I can't. Here's when, I want soup.
Can you see my phone?
I can't see it, no.
Well, then all right. Well, I'll do it.
You can do it later. Lectin. Don't worry. This will stay like this.
Okay.
Here's what I'm interested in soup.
Yeah.
When there's noodles in it.
Yeah.
That's it. But that means the soup is bad, because it needs another food in there to make me interested.
Isn't it a...
like salad?
How is that a soup, though? Like, what's a stew then?
What?
Isn't a stew just a chunky soup?
But then a chunky soup is not a soup.
So then what about when there's noodles in it? Noodles are long chunks.
I'm really tempted to pull the parachute on this one, because I'm scared of us getting into something that's adjacent to the is a hot dog a sandwich.
It's not a fucking sandwich. There's a video the other day and I was like, wouldn't it be funny if we watched this clearly is going to be fucking awful, boring, shitty video?
Mm.
And it wasn't funny to even do it.
How weird. There must be a glitch on YouTube where watching that. You got so angry during that.
Yeah, because it's boring and it sucks, and you don't have a personality, whoever you are.
Here's one from Startup Ideas. Jaylee, this is from user Daniel Alanso. Daily joke subscription. I'm thinking to create a paid email subscription and send jokes daily and charge $5 monthly. Jokes are at least 480 characters long. Not so long, so you won't skip it. A good way to spend your time while you on the bus, train, or taking shit, etc.
Who wants to hear a long joke?
Well, yeah, this is not so long.
Oh. Good, because no one wants to hear one of them.
In addition,
when you first said it, you accidentally said Jaylee, and imagine if it was Jaylee jokes.
No.
Like, oh, dang, where's the door?
Ah.
God damn it.
Boy, back at home, I always wanted to find my keys.
Yeah.
I'd love to find a set of keys in here even more.
Oh, God, that's funny.
Yeah.
Let's write some more prison jokes. Okay.
Yes, yes. She's warming up with a quick tour of the vowels.
So, I used to love my ball and chain.
Yeah. But now it's
an actual one.
Oh, my God. Man, I miss being at home where I had a shirt that said The Man, The Legend with two arrows on it.
Yeah.
Here I just have one big suit that's covered in arrows pointing up at me, and I don't feel like a man or a legend.
Yeah.
Because our prison system really needs some reform. Let's see.
What about the – all right.
Wait, I've got one.
Okay, go.
God, I feel like I'm Kanye's ghostwriter because I'm behind bars.
Oh, yeah. Good. What about this one? Well, gee, this food. Am I on it? I won't be traveling for a while, but I get to feel like I'm on an airplane because this food is so sucks so bad. And small portions as well of it.
That's good. Here, I've got one.
Yeah.
Yeah, recently I'm on a, if you've noticed any change in my weight, it's because I'm on a seafood diet. My cellmate comes in my food and then I eat it.
Yeah.
I can't do anything. He's got some strong gang ties.
Seafood, like the letter C.
Yeah.
Yeah, cum food diet.
Yeah.
But C.
Yes.
Because it's clean for the kids.
I think that came across pretty easily.
Yeah, I think that's good. What are you?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
No talking. Lights out.
Oh, that's good too. All right, here's another. I'd like to do a jog. Like to do a joke.
Okay.
Mine's also a knock knock joke.
Okay.
Clang clang.
Who's there?
It's me, the warden. And I was knocking on the bars of your cell. It's different. It's
me, the warden, and I'm knocking on the bars of your cell. Who?
Shut up, and then I hit you with the baton that I carry around.
No.
You hurt your fingers because they were on the outside of the thing as well.
Ow.
Yeah.
How many prison guards does it take to wait? Okay.
Yeah.
How many prison guards does it take to change a light bulb?
How many?
Only one, but it's going inside there that changes you.
Yeah, I think that kind of is good.
Did that work?
I don't get it.
Okay.
All right. What about?
Wait. Hey, let me try that again.
Okay.
How many jails does it take to change a light bulb?
How many?
Just one.
Because it changes.
Jail will
you.
Change you.
Jail will change the light bulb. So then, isn't it just
the
like
the light bulb comes out scared?
Okay. So why isn't it just how many prison guards does it take to change a light bulb?
How many?
None. The prison does it for them. I'd like to think of another one.
Yeah,
I'd like to think of another prison joke.
We're at it.
All right, how about?
Okay.
All right.
Why did the chicken cross the road?
Why?
I didn't even fucking do it, dude. I don't know what everyone's talking about.
What? All right. Here's.
Yeah.
Why did the Hang on. All right. Here's one.
Yeah.
Why did the
I've got one.
All right. What's yours?
All right. Horse walks into a bar.
Yeah.
Another day at horse jail. Okay.
Okay. What do you call a deer with no eyes?
What?
Oh, that's Jimmy, my cellmate, and I shanked his eyeballs out in deer jail.
That's good.
Because he looked at me piss. He watched me piss. So I took his eyes out.
That's really good.
So you call him Jimmy. It's my deer.
You still show cellmate. Respect, yeah.
You still show respect, but that's what you call them. What do you call him?
Let's see. What else is there?
What else is funny? How about like
Oh, hey, I've got one.
Yeah.
This isn't really so much a jail one. This is more like a prisoner of war one. So it's not like a jail.
We're not talking. Like okay. Go ahead. I guess it's a prison jokes are still that.
Knock, knock, knock.
Who's?
Knock, knock, knock.
Who's?
Knock, knock, knock.
Who's there? Who's there? Knock,
knock, knock, knock.
Oh, knock, knock, knock. Who?
Knock, knock, knock.
Who's?
Knock, knock, knock.
Who's there?
So that's SOS in Morse code.
Here's one.
Yeah.
I couldn't find the file that my wife baked into the cake that she brought me.
Yeah.
Because it was a file on how big your penis is. So the file was too small and I couldn't find it in the cake.
Right. So she put like a USB, like she just put like a text file or a JPEG in there.
Yeah. Gotcha. I guess so. So that's a slam on you kind of.
Yeah, right.
Geez.
Now with coronavirus, we've all changed here in prison.
Yeah.
Last I checked with this new uptick in being obsessed with hygiene, we've changed and now we're whittling soap out of shivs.
Oh, that's great. Hey, have you seen this? Have you heard about this? I'm James Leno.
Yeah.
And
hit someone with a big expensive car.
Hit someone with my big expensive chin, and things are getting so bad with the coronavirus here in prison where I am that even my Rita Hayworth poster is wearing a mask.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd actually rather. Hey, I'd rather swim through two football fields of shit than shake hands anymore. Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, Shawshank Redemption. Yeah. Gotcha. I don't remember much of the movie.
It's pretty good. You should check it out.
Okay.
Coronavirus. Do you want to think of some more prison jokes?
Yes, of course I do.
You do?
Of course I do, Danny.
Yeah?
All right.
What would you like to think about in terms of prison jokes?
Okay, what if maybe there's somewhere we can play in like the what's the difference between blank and X and Y, right?
All right.
So
what's
yeah.
What's the difference between what's the difference between prison guards?
Yeah.
And the coronavirus.
What?
That coronavirus has only killed hundreds of thousands of people. I guess there's probably a lot of deaths in jail. That's fault of the prison guards.
What were your parents' jobs again?
I think they were both viruses. What do you get when you cross a short female prison guard and a regular heighted, not yet super fat male prison guard?
What do you get?
Two ruined marriages and a little goblin who has ADHD and will never trust again.
Yeah, that figures.
Yeah.
What's the difference between we had a hygiene inspection at the I got nothing.
No, I've got one. Hey, we had a high, because of all this coronavirus that's going around.
Yeah.
We had a hygiene inspection in the prison. That's where the warden walks around the hall and we all go, "Hi, Gene." Because his name's Gene.
That's sweet.
Yeah. And then he beats us with a pillowcase full of bars of soap.
I mean, that's hard because, you know, as a prisoner, you see the pillowcase coming towards you and you're like, oh, thank goodness.
It's
and then
nighttime.
It hits and you're like, oh, well, this is a pullback and reveal for me. Well, I never would have guessed that's how a pillow felt. I know I've been inside for a long time, but what are they putting in these things nowadays? This is oddly addictive, isn't it?
It is,
sinking into this. Because
this is going to have to be heavily edited.
I know. It's going to be fucking insane. The amount of... Also, the amount of, like, payoff that we're getting from him now has sharply fallen. Like, we haven't – we've maybe laughed at one, maybe two.
Yeah.
But, oh.
Oh, what's the difference between my cell and this crazy country with the coronavirus these days?
What?
Like, in my cell, I'm still allowed to go to the bars.
Yes!
Yes!
She did it.
I did it, and I pulled the zip, and now we're saved.
Yay.
Sucks. Coronavirus. Quarantine. we're in quarantine. It's kind of an adolescent maze that the Native Americans would grow.
I got one here for you, Demi. This is from the Startup Ideas subreddit. This is posted by user Redaki 3 months ago. Jack Hendrickson, and then an R symbol, merino wool sweaters.
What's R? What's it's the like R? The, like a registered trademark.
Yeah, registered trademark.
Merino wool sweaters?
Yeah. So Jack Hendrickson, registered merino wool sweaters.
I'm pretty sure South Australia is pretty famous for merino wool.
Really? Well, this might be exactly what this guy's looking for. Because hear this. Here's this big startup idea. I know merino wool is not something super innovative, but I am thinking of starting a knitted wool sweater business. The sweaters would look not just dull regular colours, but with different striped patterns and stuff.
Yeah, also, good luck finding a striped sheep, stupid.
His MF out here shaving zebras. Looking foolish.
Stupid.
Yeah. Also, I own a trademark called Jack Hendrickson, which I think is an amazing name for such thing. It gives off this kind of sailor and maritime vibe.
What?
Anyone is interested in partnering with me, then contact me. No hate on the comments, please.
Yeah.
So this is just
someone that should work.
Who owns a name and has decided that it's a good name to sell sweaters and has asked people with knowledge of making sweaters and connections in the sweater making industry and plans beyond they would be the good colors and not the bad ones to make the sweaters so that they can call them the name that they've registered as a trademark.
So now I just need 4,000 or 5,000 sheep.
Yep.
And if someone could tell me what the shape of a chest and arms is.
Yep. Hey, guys, I have this wonderful idea for a shirt. Not sure on how many sleeves or where they would be, but I know that they would fit would be good instead of bad.
Yeah.
If anyone would like to partner with me.
I have an idea for a shirt. I'm just struggling on where I cut the eye holes in it. So if anybody could give me any tips.
Like, it's not only that, but it's also waking up bolt upright in the middle of the night and rushing to buy the register for Jack Hendrickson.
I just don't understand any of this person.
This is the name of a sailor and I will use it to sell
jumpers. Why is it the name of a sailor though?
I don't know.
I don't get it.
It's a maritime vibe.
How? He met a sailor once called that?
Yep. And this one, I'll go with this. This is by user Translucent 3 months ago. A group video chat app that lets people divide into smaller conversations, then move between them. Inspired by all this social distancing. Lots of apps let you have a group call where everyone's in one big conversation. In real life, when a bunch of friends get together, they often divide into smaller sub-conversations and move around between them.
That's going to be a great way for Randy to find out that nobody fucking likes him.
Yeah, this immediately gives me a horrible feeling in the pit of my stomach.
Mm-hmm. This is a genuinely really bad idea.
Yeah. I start talking about I bought a kettlebell recently. Just everyone clicks
everyone
into
leaves.
The next
suburb. Yeah.
Just doing fucking Pac-Man.
It's just chat rooms, isn't it?
I'd love an app that simulated this. Everyone could join one call, then define themselves into separate sub-calls. At any time, a user could switch to another sub-call. The members of each sub-call would constantly easily be shifting.
Like so that's the sands of time.
Yep.
Huh?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's not.
It's like the sands of time.
Anyway, a lot of these, a lot of the replies to this post were telling them, yeah, Zoom and every other conferencing app already does this. And he said, yes, but you can't move back to the main conversation after you've moved. So what this guy wants is the ability to dodge, duck, and weave his way through any conversation that's happening in like a fucking Zoom call so he can split off and be like, so, like the way that this is written immediately makes me think of that one friend who you are trying desperately not to be cornered by at a party.
Mm-hmm. I know who it is.
Good. It's me. I like that one. A lot of these are like people having ideas for apps with no ability to code or do anything with the idea. But this one actually is, let's, I'll end
it
on
just
this
feels
one.
Like, it's just like, this feels like the kind of environment where you would like eventually at some point run into a landmine where someone's like, I was thinking of a startup for a website where we talk about our favorite races, you know?
Yep. No, absolutely. Hey guys, I was wondering if there was a way to work out which race is responsible for the worst things. Yeah, this is definitely that kind of zone.
Those kind of people.
But, you know, like maybe we shouldn't be so hasty to write these guys off because for all of that, there's also this from user A7700. This is posted 3 months ago. And this is kind of like, you know, all the other stuff we've had is kind of wishy-washy and no clear goals. But
wishy-washy.
But now this one comes along. This was 71% upvoted in the Startup Ideas subreddit.
Is that good?
Yes, it means that only 29% of people saw this and thought that's stupid and shouldn't be seen.
Okay.
Right? Like only 29% of people on the Startup Ideas subreddit saw this idea and this post and thought, well, we can't be having that.
Mm.
Here is the post. Unmanned hair cutting machine. Is the body of the post.
And it's what I call a lady.
This guy's over here inventing broads.
Anyway, so here's my idea for my unmanned cutting machine. All I need is the 10 axes that it will be made out of.
Yeah. I was thinking.
Don't!
I was thinking.
Stop!
Of a type of hair cutting machine.
Yep.
That would be unmanned slash automated.
Oh.
It would also be integrated with plenty of sensors and electronics it would need.
Great. That's
ideas,
good.
Thoughts?
Don't do this.
Kat's going to like staple a motherboard to three butcher's knives. So do you want a side fade?
I would like to make an industry obsolete with my bad idea.
Hello. I was thinking, and I thought perhaps a robot could cut hair. It's so good.
That's awesome.
Yeah. There's a, oh man, can I do one more?
This one.
This one is the one that actually made me laugh out loud when I found it.
IRL LOL.
IRL LOL. Freaking alphabet time. My idea is saving, this is by user 09362617186, two months ago.
Rolls off the tongue.
My idea is saving lives of many by creating an auto parachute under the seats of passengers through the plane. Have you ever thought about saving lives of passengers when the plane is falling and I think you've got 1 minute to save them? Sounds stupid, but you know possible. I need a team who can work on the ceiling of the plane and make it auto-open. Imagine when the plane is falling, inverted commas, and you're fastening your belts in your seat and you've got 20% of survival, but what if you have a button to push and while the auto ceiling is opening and the plane is falling, you press the button and the parachute starts? Uh-huh. Yes, that's my idea.
Better yet, why not make whole plane out of parachute?
Well, I have problems in this way. People don't know how to parachute. And those parachuting system is expensive. What's your idea? And if somebody can help me through this way, let me know and you and PM me.
Well, what you do is you strap a parachute instructor to the back of all their chairs for the entire flight.
What you want to do is have a parachute instructor already sitting in the seat.
Yeah.
Before everyone boards.
Yeah.
So you just kind of spend your time in the gentle lap of a parachuting instructor.
Yeah, what you do is you decide who is the most important and cool person on the plane and they are the one that gets the parachute instructor.
To be clear, what this person's idea is that everyone has a parachute.
Yeah.
And the roof of the plane pops off.
Yeah.
And then everyone can eject at once. And I guess die by all of their heads clonking together like a fucking Three Stooges cartoon. Just immediately, oh, thank God we're out of that plane. Now we're up here in the atmosphere right by the engine that I'm about to be sucked into. It's so good. Like, in the replies, it becomes increasingly obvious that their idea is just everyone gets out safely because of Boeing 747. Like 400 people enact their parachutes at the same time. And also they have an understanding of like plane crashes, which is kind of unclear. They think it's very common and they think it can be solved by chucking everyone out. Also, so I think probably over the sea, I would guess.
Well,
and then
this
you're
is
just attached to.
Well, this is what I think that they've probably the reason that we don't have the parachutes in the plane is because a lot of the technology and the money that goes into making a plane has made them less crashy.
Yes, but also, I think it would probably take a lot of the practical appeal of the plane away if you had a big top of the plane that just pops right off. All right. That's going to be the end of this week's Big Soft TD.png.
Thanks for listening.
We got to pull the cord on this podcast.
Yeah. Listen to We Have No Strong Feelings About Harry Potter. The first season from behind the paywall is being released now, and we are recording the second season that will come out once we start recording the third season.
And if you need any more content, we're over at patreon.com/bigsoftteddy. You can get bonus episodes every week over there for only $10 a month.
Yeah. Or bonus episodes every second week for $5 a month.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because we're smart and cool.
Yeah, because we're very intelligent and we were like, you know what? This is a good idea.
Yeah, that's what we said out loud to each other.
Yeah. All right.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Sorry, I'm sick.